I am a girl, but most days I feel like a question mark. People throw their looks at me, then back at my mama, sister, and papa, who are all as white as oleander. Then they look back at me, black as a midnight orchard. And I see their puzzled faces, trying to understand where I fit. People ask me where I'm from, but I know what they really mean. Who do you belong to? So this is the voice of Makeda June Kirkland. She is 11 years old, adopted, and black. Her parents and big sister are white, and even though she loves her family very much, Makeda often feels left out. Her family moves from Maryland to New Mexico, and she leaves behind her best friend, Lena, the only other adopted black girl she knows. Through it all, Makeda can't help wondering, what would it feel like to grow up with a family that looks like me? So this novel by Mariama J. Lockington is called For Black Girls Like Me. It is a realistic novel, so it could happen, does happen, but it's a fictionally created story. Realistic fiction. Find it in the Lenape Library. I have paired this book with Jacqueline Woodson's Brown Girl Dreaming, which is a memoir. So Jacqueline Woodson, very much alive and still writing. We have plenty of her books in our library. She thanks her memory as she writes this book, and toward the end in her notes, the small memories that propel her forward into her love of storytelling when she's very young. This is how her book begins, Brown Girl Dreaming. February 12th, 1963. I am born on a Tuesday at University Hospital, Columbus, Ohio, USA, a country caught between black and white. I am born not long from the time or far from the place where my great-great-grandparents worked the deep, rich land, unfree. Dawn till dusk, unpaid. Drank cool water from scooped-out gourds, looked up and followed the sky's mirrored constellation to freedom. I am born as the South explodes, too many people, too many years enslaved, then emancipated, but not free. The people who look like me keep fighting and marching and getting killed, so that today, February 12th, 1963, and every day from this moment on, brown children like me can grow up free, can grow up learning and voting and walking and riding wherever we want. I am born in Ohio, the stories of South Carolina already run like rivers through my veins. So Jacqueline Woodson's story goes on from Ohio to South Carolina and then to Brooklyn. Join her in her memories.